You mentioned the issue of the right-sided versus left-sided pneumonectomy. How strong are the data in separating those two out? And what's sort of the pathophysiologic reason that right is more difficult?
Nobody really knows why that's so. The studies that have looked at pneumonectomies always have found a higher mortality on the right side. It was felt that this was due to the increased volume of lung on the right side to begin with. With regard to induction chemoradiation therapy and selective right-sided abnormalities, it's speculative with regard to why the right side is worse than the left. Number one, what you run into problems with this is bronchial problems and adult respiratory distress syndrome, with or without bronchial problems. And to have a left lung remaining, which was a smaller lung to begin with, that also had the ravages of smoking on it, and the developed ARDS can have a mortality as high as 60%. So on the right side, we do a lymph node dissection that takes the level fours, the level sevens. There's been some thought that maybe that's interfering with the bronchial artery blood supply. Maybe that's doing something to the bronchus, giving them a greater chance for bronchial problems. I think that's completely speculative, and we can avoid that by putting a patch, either muscle or thymic fat, on the stump to try and protect it from breaking down postoperatively. On the left side, less lung tissue, but also less of a dissection that's really on top of the bronchus itself. And also on the left side with a pneumonectomy, that bronchus tucks itself right under the aortic arch, which is almost like a protective area for it where the stump can be protected. It's all speculative, but the data are there, and we have to be careful of right pneumonectomies.